Complications due to things that I've left undone. That all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades who's a master of none. My father, he's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist. I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, and he will escape unscarred. I guess I'll take after my mother. But I used to be quite resilient. Gained no strength from counting the beads on a rosary. And now the wound has begun to turn. Another lesson that has gone unlearned. But this is not a cry for pity or for sympathy.
Discussions. I don't want to talk. Why do you answer questions? What should we talk about? Need to blur my image to fit in the crowd. Get me off your vision. Teach me how to cry. I wanna feel the supernova. I want my iron to be colder. I want my skin to be tougher. And my eyes to see the future. Don't want no more insomnia. Ringing in my head, I start feeling so small when they all scream my name.
Something I wanna feel. I wanna feel something I wanna feel. feel, I wanna feel something.
Right between her spine. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's your host, Jesse Bell. You just heard Ghost from Neutral Milk Hotel, and prior to that, you just heard Ghost from Emily Bowen. We had Avril Jensen with Supernova, a little bit of City in Color. We love Dallas Green, don't we, folks, with The Grand Optimist. We had Mike Oldfield, yes, that Mike Oldfield, he of Exorcist Tubular Bells fame. Turns out, folks, he's an extremely accomplished recording artist, well beyond just what you may know from The Exorcist, and that was Nuclear. We had Star Sailor with Wait to Fall, and we had Toronto's own Maiko with The One to Fall. And I thought that was appropriate given our, although it doesn't necessarily feel like it, at least not over the last week, our rapidly approaching late fall energy. It is November 1st. That's right. We have reached the 11th month of the year, and I hope it's been a good year for you fine folks. For me, you know what? 2024, not been a great year. I'll be upfront about it. However, I am optimistic. Maybe I'm the grand optimist. That 2025 is going to be a good one. And it feels like, you know, an important year. Anytime you have a 25, any kind of multiple of five in those years always feels big. 2005, 2010, 2015, 2020. Well, 2020 certainly was a big year, although I don't think any of us appreciated it. And now 2025. And of course, We are just a few short days away from an American election that is deeply concerning for the future. let's say belief in democracy. Not a particularly fun election, but we do have the potential to watch very annoying people get very upset. So as someone with, I'm not American, no skin in the game, I just really, really hope we see Elon Musk cry. That is the kind of optimal outcome for me. So that'll be an interesting week as well. I was actually on campus as an undergrad during the 2016 election, which was a rather grim affair after the election results were announced. Trust me, it was a very strange experience. Very dour, kind of somber affair. So it'll be curious to see what the atmosphere is like on campus after that. You never know. It'll either be a very sad day or, once again, we get to watch some of the most annoying people in the world freak out, which would be a big one for me. More important and more pressing to Queen students, yesterday was the last day to vote in the AMS fall referendum, so hopefully you did so, and hopefully you take the opportunity to vote on student government and any kind of important student changes, because, hey, it's the only way you can actually possibly implement anything positive on campus that you are passionate about, so get involved there. And one final pitch before I disappear into the ether. CFRC funding drive has begun. Any donation you can spare, $1, $10, $100, $1,000, $100,000. Hey, if you want to donate $100,000, wouldn't complain about that. But anything that you can give, if you are able to do so, is greatly appreciated, because it goes towards not only the day-to-day operations of CFRC 101.9 FM, but it helps fund some pretty important things that we have going on at the station, like the work that our broadcast journalism team does. They do a fantastic job. CFRC is the only truly local location for any kind of news, sports, local music content that you might be interested in. Everybody else has been bought out by big corporate interests, but little old CFRC, we keep on keeping on, and it's thanks to the support of our sponsors, donors, alumnus, and student listeners. So thank you all very much for that. November 1st is the beginning of that funding drive. Head over to cfrc.ca, click donate. You can donate directly to CFRC, or if you want to get that sweet, sweet tax receipt, you can give through Queens. Super easy process. Couple clicks and you're getting your bang for your buck, because we're able to do great shows like this one and the great shows that you're going to hear after us, like The Charts at 10, Kingston Currents at 11. We've got Close Reads at 1, which is a fantastic locally produced student-run poetry show. Highly recommend that. Definitely give them a listen. Whiplash at 2, Busy Girl Radio at 3. We've got Bruce Kaufman, the icon, the GOAT, with Finding a Voice at 4. Rob Carnell with Saltwater Music at 6. We have got, if you haven't listened to it, I'm going to tell you right now, this is, I think, one of, if not my favorite show on the station, period. Different Circles with DJ Dina at 9 p.m. They do an incredible job, so please do check that out. Okay, folks, coming up in our music block, we're going to have some local music. The Astros, Cazador. We're going to hear from the Millwrights. We've got some broader CanCon with Bazia Bulat. We've got the Fast Romantics, and oh, so much more coming up for you. I hope you'll stay tuned for the rest of today, and I hope you'll check out what could be the final football game of the season tomorrow. 12:45 p.m. is the Something in the Water pregame show. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff as the Gales take on the undefeated Laurier Golden Hawks in a do-or-die, must-win playoff clash. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss that one. It is going to be a stupendous game. Okay, I got a little bit of promo stuff for you, and then we're going to get back to the music with the Sugar Pills and Nepo Baby. Thank you so much for rocking with me, folks. Hope the rest of your day is the best of your day. Peace, love, and see you next time.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses, including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nepo Baby, the debut single by the Sugar Pills. This pop rock anthem, recorded in spring 2024 at Evergreen Recording Company, already feels familiar to fans who've caught it at their live shows in town. It's hard to forget that catchy chorus. Stream Nepo Baby today on your favorite platforms. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And now, Nepo Baby by the Sugar Pills, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bet your mommy keeps that participation trophy on the mantle, 'cause losing you can't handle. Bet your daddy changes all of your beats to straight A's with shiny dollar bills, 'cause he knows you never will. And I know you think that your name's up in lights, because you really earned it, because you really deserve it. And I hate to be the one to break your stride, but no one in this town's ever gonna let you down. 'Cause you're a Nepo baby, Ellen, come and save me after every minor inconvenience. You're a leading lady before you could even try to speak out about some experience. Nepo baby, Nepo baby, goo goo gaga, spoon fed every opportunity you fought for. I'm so tired. Like they care, laughing without hesitation. Your name got them reservations. And you always have time to spare, smoothies and meditation. When's it gonna be my turn to earn some reparations? Don't tell me it's lonely, lonely out there, 'cause I don't skin care. You're a
Yeah. Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
driving by, but you're not there. You know I can't tell a lie, cause I start to crack a smile, that's just not fair. You've been going on his hair, I've been pulling out my hair, trying to cross your mind. But I can feel it in the air, you only really care about your life. I'm just a rice-tea boy, spit me out and destroy.
Award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
And we're back again with another Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. And today we're spinning a new single by the Garvin Brothers. Recorded at Bathhouse Studio, the band dropped this new single, Stone City Psycho, on October 16th, which explores the challenges of failed relationships. Stream Stone City Psycho now on your favorite platforms. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And now, Stone City Psycho, right here on CFRC.
Where do I start? the things you love.
Storm is a brewing, you don't got to keep so through and you don't got to keep on moving. Well, them blue skies won't be long. Well, blue skies and sunshine. If a storm is a brewing, you don't got to keep on moving. Well, them blue skies won't be long.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
I've been standing at the door outside. When you gonna let me in? I've been waiting for a show tonight. When you gonna let me in? Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? Gonna let me in. Oh, don't let me, never gonna let me in.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage.
This is our
Four in the morning, never really felt right. We've been staying up so late, we're still looking for the night. We got the television dancing, I'm in a telephone hurricane. We got that photographic dreaming, but I can hear my mama say, pick yourself up. Nothing's gonna happen if you're broken down all day. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick yourself up. Nothing ever happens when you mess around that way. Turned 28, there was a million ways to get there. I took a wrong turn at the gate. I got a stomach full of hunger. I know my heart is full of gold. I wanna give my body to you before it gets too old. Alright, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick yourself. Pick yourself up. Nothing's gonna happen when you mess around that way.
Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around. We are saying it is now 10 o'clock.